Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Neil Herland. The race for the White House is down to two candidates. Tonight, U.S. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump each crossed the threshold of state primary votes needed to secure their party nomination. Biden posted a video on the platform X.
This is the time of choosing. So let us choose the truth. Let us choose America.
The video featured the words clinch the nomination and asks supporters if they're ready to win the general election. Biden and Trump are now considered their party's presumptive nominees, but it won't be official until the conventions are held this summer. On Tuesday, U.S. Special Counsel Robert Hur went before the U.S. Congress to defend his investigation into Joe Biden and his choice not to charge the U.S. president for mishandling classified documents. Katie Simpson reports from Washington.
Hur confirmed he found evidence Biden had willfully and knowingly retained classified documents. But because Hur remained convinced prosecutors would not win at trial, he didn't recommend criminal charges, saying a jury would not convict Biden because he's a sympathetic old man with a bad memory. Infuriated Democrats accused Hur of trying to help Republicans in the presidential election by painting Biden as a senile old man. Congressman Adam Schiff suggesting it's part of a smear campaign.
But you chose a general pejorative reference to the president. You understood when you made that decision, didn't you, Mr. Hur, that you would ignite a political firestorm?
Politics played no part whatsoever.
Republicans were just as angry with Hur. Congressman Jim Jordan claiming Biden was given preferential treatment.
Joe Biden broke the law, but because he's a forgetful old man who would appear sympathetic to a jury, Mr. Hur chose not to bring charges.
Katie Simpson, CBC News, Washington.
Haiti's unelected, exiled prime minister is holding on to his title a little longer. Ariel Henry says he will step down, but only once a transitional council has been set up. Sasha Petrasik reports.
As news of the resignation of Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry spread through the capital, streets actually calmed and many celebrated. In his time in power, Haiti's violence has exploded and poverty spread. Henri's been hiding outside Haiti since last week, making his announcement overnight from an undisclosed location. I'm asking Haitians to do whatever they can so that peace and stability returns, he says. A transitional council will now be formed to look for a new prime minister. Foreign powers who've been propping up Haiti for decades are hoping for a quick switch to new leadership. Once that happens, the U.S., Canada, and others are helping pay for an international force to come help restore calm. Sasha Petrasik, CBC News, Toronto.
Canada's parole board has revealed results of the investigation into the release of Miles Sanderson. Sanderson killed 11 people after getting parole. Dane Patterson reports.
The investigating board found that despite his propensity for violence, there was no indication to either Canada's Correctional Service or the parole board that Miles Sanderson would go on to commit a mass killing. France Grandton with Correctional Operations spoke after the report was released.
Risk factors and needs were identified throughout the correctional plan, and that was also taken in consideration when preparation for the release went under the community supervision.
Last month, we heard during an inquest into Sanderson's death that a post-mortem psych examination found he showed severe traits of psychopathy. Parole board officials wouldn't comment if that was known to them during their assessments. Among its 14 recommendations, the investigative board says mental health assessments need to be updated. Both the CSC and parole board say they're accepting the recommendations brought forward and beginning to work on them. Dane Patterson, CBC News, Saskatoon.
And that is your World This Hour.